Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
So I'd like to talk about Buddhist refuge and why, what it is and why Buddhists have strong refuge and how that makes a difference to our lives. So first of all, we all do go for refuge. We go for refuge all the time. As soon as we experience some form of unpleasant feeling in our mind, some discomfort, some mental pain, and it can be because there's something, you know, big in our life going wrong, or it could just be slightly that our pride or our someone's just acting in a way that we're not happy with, or something, you know, something small. But as soon as we begin to feel any unpleasant feeling within our mind, we immediately go for refuge. We seek out something that we think will address the pain that we're feeling. Now, we don't identify it necessarily as pain or a negative feeling, but we've got some discomfort in our mind, and that discomfort propels us forward to try to find something, to try to get rid of that experience that we're having mentally. So it could be that we find a friend to talk to. It could be that, you know, we have a beer, we watch telly. It could be, anyway, there's a manner of things I don't need to go into. We all know them. And we, you know, but what are we trying to do? We're trying to get rid of that discomfort that we're experiencing. And we're looking to something or somebody to help us to get rid of it. So we naturally go for refuge when we're experiencing inner pain. We also go for refuge if we're experiencing external difficulties. So, I don't know, if somebody's going to break into our house, then, you know, we will contact the police. If we're ill, we'll contact the doctor, etc., etc. So we're used to seeking out something to help us in some way to improve whatever is happening in our life. So seeking refuge for us is not a problem. We are always seeking refuge. But the difficulty is that the objects in which we seek refuge in can only give us some temporary freedom or some temporary relief from what it is that we're experiencing. And then difficult situations arise again, mental pain arises again. And so it's just like this cycle, you know, that we're in continuously. So we have to ask ourselves, and I think this is what happens for people who do enter into a Buddhist path. We have to ask ourselves, are the objects that I go for refuge working? You know, are they working for me? And if not, then it's time that I sought refuge in something that will, you know, that will help me. So Buddhists go for refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. So you remember last week I spoke about Buddha Shakyamuni. So I'll just read from page 7 in Modern Buddhism. If you remember, this book's available as a free download as well as to buy. So on page 7 it says, for Buddhists, faith in Buddha Shakyamuni is their spiritual life. It is the root of all Dharma realizations. Okay, so we talked about Buddha Shakyamuni last week, but understanding that there's many, many Buddhas. So as any human being who eventually trains their mind to a highest level can become an enlightened being. But faith in Buddha Shakyamuni is their spiritual life. It is the root of all Dharma realizations. So Dharma are the teachings that Buddha gave. So when we come along to a class like this, or any class that you've received at this center, then you're actually receiving Buddhist teachings. And if you have found those helpful, then you are receiving help from Buddha, because Buddhist teachings originate from Buddha. Okay, so we don't have to want to be a Buddhist or believe in Buddha to actually experience the benefits of Buddhist teachings. And actually, what often happens is that first we gain faith in Buddhist teachings, and then we gain in faith in Buddha. Because what happens is we see that when we put the teachings into practice, we experience the benefits. And as we experience these benefits, then our faith increases in the teachings and in Buddha who gave these teachings. So Dharma teachings, the word Dharma, it doesn't just mean the actual teachings. It also means our experience and the realization of those teachings. Right? So if we have deep faith in Buddha, we will naturally develop the strong wish to practice his teachings. And with this wish, we will definitely apply effort in our Dharma practice. And with strong effort, we shall accomplish permanent liberation from the sufferings of this life. Okay. So we need some experience of the teachings. We put these teachings into practice, we experience the result, it makes us feel better. So then this increases our connection with Buddha. And the more that we do this, then eventually we develop a stronger connection with Buddha. And then the more that we open our heart to Buddha, then the more that we're able to receive the blessings of Buddha. Right? So this becomes our refuge. So for someone who is practicing Buddhism, in terms of dealing with their daily problems, their first go-to is not, oh, this person's awful, this person's horrible, this situation is unbearable, blah, blah, blah. Their first point of call is, Buddha, please bless my mind to help me to deal with this situation. Buddha, please bless my mind to help me to develop the wisdom to navigate myself through this situation. So we're calling upon Buddha to bless our mind. So again, you know, it's difficult because I can't prove to you the power of blessings, you know, because they're something that we have to experience ourselves. That's, you know. So some of this comes from, do we believe that it is possible for human beings to take their mind to a really high level? Or do we feel that the level of mind that we have now is it for humans? But if we actually believe, no, you know what, there is a possibility to take our mind higher, well, surely then we can just simply impute upon that highest level of state of being a mind of a Buddha. You know? So if you can imagine, if human beings completely got rid of all their negativity, what we would have. You know, so the good qualities of human beings are phenomenal. So if all that was manifest in your mind, in my mind, in the minds of everybody around us, was only their positive qualities and all the negativity ceased, they would be a pretty amazing person. Anybody would, yeah? And this is what we admire in other people, isn't it? This is what we admire in our family, our friends. It's not their negative stuff. We try to ignore that to the best of our ability. What we like, you know, we think, oh, they're amazing, you know, they're so determined, you know, they're so kind, they're so compassionate, they're so steadfast. You know, these sorts of qualities we really admire in others. Our mind has got these qualities. You know, every human being has all of these qualities. It's not like we're not born with the potential for these qualities. And so everybody's born with the potential for incredible amount of love, incredible amount of compassion, right? It's not that some people are born with that and some people aren't. We've all got the potential for it. It's whether we choose to dedicate our life to then developing these powerful potentials within our mind, or we use our life simply to continue to develop all our negative minds. And of the two, it's a lot easier, I think, just to go with the negative minds, right? So when things go wrong, difficult situations, difficult people, etc., we get painful feeling. It's easier to indulge that painful feeling than it is to switch our mind into a more positive approach. Right? So even though the human mind's potential is infinite, as human beings, it is harder for us to stay with our positive states of mind. We find that hard. Huh? So that's why we need these teachings, because it trains us, Buddha trains us to attain this higher level of mind. If we didn't need the training, we could do it on ourselves, couldn't we? We could just go home and say, yeah, you know what? You know, I think Buddha's right. I don't think it is helpful for me to get angry. I don't think it is helpful for me to get jealous. I don't think it is helpful for me to have strong attachment to other people and their things. You know, I don't think it is appropriate or helpful to me to be negative in any way. But even if we make that decision right from now on, that's it, I'm not going to do it, still those negative minds easily coming, you know, like weeds in a garden, they just keep coming unless we get to the root of them and get completely rid of them. Okay? So we need instructions how to do this. And so this is what Buddhist teachings are all about. And so the more we do this and the more peaceful our mind becomes, why our mind becomes more peaceful is because we're training ourselves to cultivate much more all our positive states of mind, and to reduce and eventually eradicate our negative states of mind. So why do we need faith in Buddha to do this? Because it's tough and we can't do it on our own. Otherwise we'd do it, because none of us wants our negative states of mind. None of us wants our painful feelings, but no matter what we do, we can't stop them. They keep coming. Right? So when we've got a mind of refuge, our mind turns towards Buddha and we request, Buddha, please help me, so that I can develop a mind like you. And so we then try to visualize. This is why we have a lot of visualization, a lot of images of Buddha. You know, even though they're quite trendy, that isn't really the function of Buddha, little Buddha statues and Buddhist images. They're there to evoke a feeling within us. Okay? So that we look at images of Buddha and we think, that's what I want to become. I want to become a peaceful person. I want to become someone who has compassion in their eyes. I want to become so wise that my mind is strong like steel, and that it won't waver and lead me in the wrong directions that only cause suffering to myself and others. So that's why Buddhists have Buddhist shrines, Buddhist imagery. It's to evoke this feeling within us. And also they're the only way that we can create an image of Buddha within our mind. Okay? So we need to, so when we're sitting privately, for example, say we've got a lot of pain in our mind, then we can visualize Buddha in the space in front of us. And then we imagine that from this image that we have, and it doesn't matter how clear it is, we imagine that these really powerful rays of light come and enter into our mind. So I hold here, because that's where it is, our spiritual heart. And we imagine that these rays of lights come and bless our mind. So the more that we do this, this becomes a problem-solving technique. So it may seem, you know, if you've not done this sort of thing before, then it may seem a little bit odd in some way, you know. But I promise you, it really, really works. You know, our negative minds do not work. They do not help us. They make us ugly, and they make us cause harm to ourselves and others. They are not helpful in any shape or form. So why not? We just give it a go. We just imagine Buddha in the space in front. And remember that Buddha became a Buddha in order to benefit all living beings. That was the story of Buddha Shakyamuni last week. So we imagine that Buddha is in the space in front of us, and that we receive these powerful blessings. And if we do this enough, I promise it works. It really works. You know, and it's not dependent on the amount of faith, whether it works or not. It works. It works for everybody. It works. So if you think of all the odd things we do in terms of going for refuge to try and get rid of the pain, you know, it's worth giving it a go, isn't it? Just to see. And what happens, one of the things that happens is that one of the reasons why it works is because when we visualize Buddha, the image of Buddha is like a holy object. It brings a special feeling within our mind. Right? So when we look at Buddha, it brings a special feeling within our mind. So that changes our mind. Okay. So in the same way, you know, if someone showed you some really horrible graphic images of something awful, it can evoke something within our mind. You know what I mean? So our mind is always being stimulated in different ways, and it's giving rise to feelings. So the idea is that the more that we visualize Buddha, this gives rise to a peaceful feeling. And if our mind is peaceful, then there's no pain. So it's an amazing problem-solving technique. So we can combine this with mantra recitation, which maybe we can look at next week. Anyway, there's many, many different ways in which we can go for refuge. But we need to try to do it every day. Okay? It can't be like, our refuge can't be like turning on and off a kettle. You know, like one day we turn it on, you know, and then the next minute we turn it off, you know, and then we're like complaining because our kettle's not boiling. It has to be something that we continuously do, you know, throughout our day in different ways. But we do it, we spend some time each day. So yeah, it's not easy, because we might already have some obstructions in our mind that feel that this kind of thing will not be helpful. So as soon as we think this will not be helpful, then we create a blockage and it won't be helpful. But if we just think, okay, no, I'm going to try this. I'm just going to visualize Buddha and I'm just going to try and receive his powerful blessings. So a blessing isn't, you know, if I could have a bag of blessings and say, look, here they are, these are what blessings are, and you're going to receive them, then we would all be into it. But because blessings can't be seen, they can only be experienced, then you can only know whether it's a truth or not from your own experience. So all that blessings do is that through being inspired by Buddha, what happens is our mind shifts from where it was negative, it becomes positive. Where we felt there was no hope, suddenly hope appears. Where there was pain, the pain eases and our mind feels peaceful. It's just simple like that. You know, so people whose minds are blessed all the time, they have a serenity about them, right? Because their mind is peaceful. And so from this peaceful place, they are then able to do whatever needs to be done without any problem, right? Whereas for us, because our mind is not serene, our mind is constantly troubled. You know, it's always producing negative thoughts, always blaming, always experiencing challenges and conflicts and all that. So our mind naturally is very, very busy and unpleasant a lot of the time. Therefore, we're holding ourselves back. You know, that's what's the truth. We're holding ourselves back from achieving our full potential. We're holding ourselves back. We think it's other people, you know, because of our friends, because of our family, because of our work colleagues, because of 100 things. But actually, we're the ones, we're holding ourselves back because we're not allowing ourselves to focus on developing our good qualities, but whilst trying to eradicate and get rid of our negative qualities.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.